Ness and his best friend Bunko are brave soldiers. One day, after a battle, three ugly witches come out of the fog. Macbeth, you will be the new king of Scotland. Ha 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 ha. Me? The new king of Scotland? Macbeth writes a letter to his wife, Lady Macbeth. He tells her what the witches said. Yes, if he is the king, I will be the queen. King Duncan comes from dinner and sleeps at Macbeth's castle. When Duncan is asleep, Lady Macbeth tells Macbeth to kill him. I really want to be king, but I am very frightened about killing Duncan. He is a good king. Macbeth sees a knife in front of him. He knows it is wrong, but he decides to kill Duncan. I must do this quickly. Duncan is dead, but Macbeth feels bad about killing him. It's okay. Nobody will know our secret. Macbeth becomes king, but he is worried that his best friend Bunko knows he killed Duncan. He decides that Bunko must die too, and he orders his servant to kill him. I am a king, but I am not happy. I feel terrible about killing Duncan and Bunko, and I am worried people will know my secret. Macbeth sees Bunko's ghost in front of him. He's very frightened. He goes to see the witches again. Macbeth asks the witches if he is in danger. Don't worry, everything will be okay. Yes, everything will be fine. Macbeth believes the witches, but they were lying. Ha 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 ha. Lady Macbeth is sleepwalking. She wants to be king. She wants to be queen. But no, she feels terrible. She understands that it's wrong to kill. An army comes to attack the castle. The people know that Macbeth killed Duncan. The witches said I was safe. They lied to me. Macbeth is dead. And now the people have a good new king.